This Day in History.
Today is Wednesday, 12th of the Iranian month of Ordibehesht, 1397 Solar Hijri, corresponding to 15th of the Islamic month of Sha'ban, 1439 Lunar Hijri, and May 2nd, 2018 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. ...1,201 lunar years ago on this day, in 238 AH, the Hadith scholar Ishaq ibn Ibrahim ibn Mukhallad al-Hanzali, known as ibn Rahwaya, and the famous as Imam of Khurasan, died at the age of 77 in Naishabur. Born in Marv, presently in Turkmenistan, he seemed to be of Iranian stock, as his surname suggests, though he claimed descent from a Tamimi Arab clan. He is said to have memorized over 100,000 hadith, and as a friend of the jurisprudent Ahmad ibn Hanbal, son of an Abbasid military officer in Khorasan, accompanied him on travels to collect hadith. He was teacher of Muhammad ibn Ismail Bukhari, the Iranian Sunni Muslim compiler of hadith. It was on his advice Bukhari compiled his Sahih by selecting as per his personal direction, without access to the infallible Imams of the Prophets Ahl al-Bayt and their disciples, 2,602 narrations of the 300,000 so-called hadith he had collected. On an important jurisprudential and social matter, he took a stance that is closer to the school of the Ahl al-Bayt and against the opinion of the Sunni jurisprudence that once a man marries a slave and has children with her, both she and the child are free, and the child cannot be enslaved. ...1,184 lunar years ago on this day, in 255 AH, the promised savior of mankind, the namesake of the Prophet of Islam and his 12th and last infallible successor, the awaited Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, was born in Samarra, Iraq. It was 5 years when his father, Imam Hasan Askari, peace be upon him, was martyred through poisoning by the Abbasid Caliph, Mu'tamid Billah, who, fearful of the Prophet's famous saying that his 12th successor would rise as Qa'im to end the rule of oppressors, launched a massive manhunt to locate and destroy the orphan. The 12th Imam's mother was the virtuous lady Narges, peace be upon her, who was a granddaughter of the Byzantine emperor, and from her mother's side was a direct descendant of Simon, the disciple of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. By the will of God, the minor occultation of the 12th Imam started, during which he kept touch with people through representatives for 69 years. God then willed that Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, should go into major occultation before reappearance in the end times to cleanse the world of all vestiges of oppression and corruption by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity and justice. We pray to God hasten his reappearance and congratulate all the faithful on his birthday, which is marked as the International Day of the Deprived. ...1,110 lunar years ago on this day, in 329 AH, Ali ibn Muhammad Samari, the last of the four deputies of the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, during the period of Qibat al-Sughra, or minor occultation, passed away in his 90s. A disciple of Imam Hasan Askari, peace be upon him, the 11th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, He served as deputy of the 12th Imam for 3 years after the death of the third deputy Hussein ibn Ruh, and he was set to rest in Baghdad. 6 days before his death, the 12th Imam gave him a letter that no other deputy would replace him, and during the period of Ghaybat-e-Kubra or major occultation, the faithful should refer to devout, sincere, pious, far-sighted, and courageous ulama for guidance until God orders his reappearance. The Imam's letter reads, "In the name of Allah, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, O Ali ibn Muhammad Samari, in the grievance of your death shall God grant your brothers a great reward. You will leave this world in 6 days. Settle your affairs and do not assign a successor for yourself. The time of the Ghaybat-e-Kubra has arrived, and I will not reappear until Allah grants me the permission to do so. And my reappearance will only be after a long time. And the pitilessness of hearts and the overspread of injustice on the earth. There will be those who will announce themselves as my deputy to my Shias. Beware that if anyone before the emergence of the bloodthirsty Sufyani and the loud announcement from the sky makes any such claims to be my deputy, then they is a liar and a deceiver, as all movements and influences are from none but Allah." Lunar years ago on this day, in 476 AH, Islamic scholar and judge Abul Fazl Qazi Ayaz ibn Amir ibn Musa al-Yahsubi al-Sabiti was born in a scholarly family in the Moroccan city of Ceuta, presently under Spain's occupation. Having studied under scholars such as Abul Hasan ibn Siraj, he became the leading scholar of Ceuta, then part of the Almoravid Empire of Maghreb and Islamic Spain. He later served as chief qadi or Islamic judge in Granada, that is Granada in present-day Spain. In his quest for knowledge, he interacted with visiting scholars of the Islamic East and traveled to the Spanish Muslim cities of Cordoba, Almeria, and Murcia. In Murcia, he received ijazah, that is permission to relate hadith, from the famous Spanish Muslim traditionist Abu Ali al-Sarafi and met with some of the prominent scholars such as Ibn al-Hajj and Ibn Hamdin. Among his students were famous scholars such as the Spanish philosopher, scientist, and jurist Ibn Rushd and the polymath and Arabic grammarian Ibn Madha. Qazi Ayaz, who is revered as one of the seven saints of Marrakesh and wrote commentaries in far-off North Africa and Spain on hadith compendiums of Iranian Sunni Muslim compilers such as Muhammad ibn Ismail Bukhari and Muslim ibn Hajjaj Nishaburi. He led an uprising when the Almawahideen seized Ceuta but was defeated and banished to Tadla and later to Marrakesh, where he was executed at the age of 68. His body cut into pieces for refusal to acknowledge Ibn Tumart, the leader of the Almawahideen, as the Mahdi, a false claim since the awaited Mahdi, peace be upon him, is none other than the Prophet's 12th infallible heir, who will reappear in the end times, along with Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, to establish the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. The Qazi Ayaz University in Marrakesh is named after him. Lunar years ago on this day, in 681 AH, renowned Islamic scholar Sayyid Amiduddin Abdul Muttalib ibn Muhammad bin Ali Araj was born in Hella. He was the nephew of the celebrated scholar Allama Hilli and wrote several books on various Islamic sciences, including Sharh Tahzib al-Usul and Kanz al-Fawaid. On this day in 1360 AD, Yongle Emperor, the third ruler of the Ming Dynasty who unified China during his 22-year reign and patronized Muslims, was born as Zhu Di. At the age of 10, he was made Prince of Yan with his capital at Beiping, that is modern Beijing, by his father, the Hongwu Emperor. Later, as per the will of his deceased father, he acknowledged the rule of his nephew, the Jinwen Emperor, but when the latter started demoting and executing his uncles, Zhu Di found pretext to rebel. After sacking Nanjing in 1402, he declared himself the new emperor, calling his era Yongle, or the time of the perpetual happiness. His even-handed approach helped him win the people's support and unify China. His love for Chinese culture sparked a hatred for Mongolian culture, which he deemed rotten and forbade the use of Mongolian names, habits, language, and clothing. Yongle ordered construction and repair of Islamic mosques during his reign. Two mosques were built by him, one in Nanjing and the other in Xi'an, and they still stand today. Repairs were encouraged and mosques were not allowed to be converted to any other use. Among his favorites was the Muslim general of Iranian origin, Zheng Qi, great-great-great-grandson of Sayyid Ajal Shamsuddin, who undertook voyages of exploration into the South Pacific and Indian Oceans. Lunar years ago on this day, in 837 AH, poet and scholar Ibn Hujjah Hamawi passed away. Among his works, mention can be made of the book Al-Khazanatul Adab. On this day, in 1519 AD, Italian painter, draftsman, sculptor, architect, and engineer Leonardo da Vinci died at the age of 67. He was a genius who designed buildings, bridges, canals, forts, and war machines. He kept notebooks sketching his ideas that show his fascination with birds and flying, including such fantastic designs as flying machines, which Islamic scientists in Baghdad, Cairo, and Cordoba had experimented centuries before him. He is also best known for the paintings Mona Lisa and The Last Supper. On this day, in 1941 AD, Britain again invaded Iraq to oust the nationalist government of Prime Minister Rashid Ali al-Gilani, who had staged a coup to end British influence by removing from power Abdullah bin Ali, the regent of six-year-old King Faisal II, whose grandfather Faisal I of Hejaz was installed as king in 1921 after crushing the wishes of the Iraqi people by the British, who a year earlier had crushed the popular uprising of 1920 led by Ayatollah Sheikh Kashif al-Ghita and Ayatollah Mirza Muhammad Taqi Shirazi. London feared that Gilani might take control of the oil industry in view of his links to Germany and the Axis powers. The war ended on May 29th when Gilani fled to Iran and an armistice was signed on May 31. Gilani, a Sunni Muslim and descendant of Baghdad's prominent Sufi of Iranian origin, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Gilani, could not stay long in Iran and fled to Germany when the British dethroned their agent Reza Khan Pahlavi for his pro-German views and exiled him to Mauritius, replacing him with his son Mohammad Reza. After German defeat in the Second World War, Gilani sought asylum in Saudi Arabia before returning to Iraq in 1958 on the overthrow of the British-installed monarchy by Abdul Karim Qasim. He was implicated in a plot to seize power, was sentenced to death, but pardoned and exiled. He died in Lebanon in 1965. Solely years ago on this day, in 1945 AD, during the Second World War, the German capital Berlin was captured by the Soviet Union, which hoisted the red flag over the Reichstag. Solely years ago on this day, in 1957 AD, controversial U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy died. During the early years of the Cold War, he led an Inquisition-like Senate committee, which on the pretext of countering communist activities in the U.S., suppressed critics of the American political and social system by jailing authors, journalists, and even artists. This era is known as McCarthyism in U.S. history. The term McCarthyism, coined in 1950, was applied to similar anti-communist activists. Today, the term is used more generally in reference to demagogic, reckless, and unsubstantiated accusations as well as public attacks on the character and patriotism of political opponents. Solely years ago on this day, in 1979 AD, the great contemporary Iranian Islamic thinker Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari was martyred at the age of 60 by the Furqan terrorist outfit. He was born in Fariman in Khorasan, northeastern Iran, and at the age of 12 years enrolled at the Islamic seminary in Holy Mashhad. Later he left for Holy Qom for higher studies. Here he attended the classes of such prominent ulama as Grand Ayatollah Borujerdi, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, and the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God bless his soul. Along with his studies, he became an activist of the Islamic Revolution movement as one of the close allies of Imam Khomeini. As of the year 1955, Ayatollah Mutahhari started lecturing at the Faculty of Theology of Tehran University for 23 years and groomed numerous students. He had a profound understanding of the social, political, and cultural topics of importance of the contemporary era. This brilliant Islamic thinker changed thoughts and attitudes by focusing on the dynamism of Islam for salvage of mankind in accordance with progress in scientific and other fields. His speeches, articles, and books in different domains elaborate on Islamic topics and have been translated into different languages. Solely years ago on this day, in 1982 AD, during the Falklands War in the British-occupied Malvinas Islands of Argentina, a British submarine sank the Argentine cruiser General Belgrano, resulting in the death of 600 sailors. British Commander Trent Thornton Lewin had persuaded Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher to order the sinking. Solely years ago on this day, in 2004 AD, the infamous Yelwa massacre occurred in Nigeria, when the Christians brutally massacred over 630 Muslim nomads, including women, children, and old men. The Christians surrounded Yelwa town, and according to Human Rights Watch, over the next 2 days, 660 Muslims were massacred, including the patients in the Al-Amin clinic. 12 mosques and 300 houses went up in flames. Young girls were marched to a nearby Christian town and forced to eat pork and drink alcohol. Many were raped and 50 were brutally killed. Ten solid years ago on this day in 2008, Cyclone Nargis struck Burma, killing over 138,000 people and leaving millions of people homeless. Seven solid years ago on this day, in 2011 AD, leader of the CIA-created Al-Qaeda terrorist outfit, Saudi national Osama bin Laden, was killed by U.S. Special Forces in Abbottabad, Pakistan, ending an almost decade-long manhunt for him. Osama, a multimillionaire, was used by Washington in 1980s to supply arms to Mujahideen during the occupation of Afghanistan by the Soviet Union. He again proved handy to American interest in 1990s in creating the Taliban to take over Afghanistan and tarnish the image of Islam with brutalities resembling medieval European laws. When he fell out with his backers, he was dumped and framed for the highly suspicious 9/11 incidents in New York as a pretext for the US invasion and occupation of that country. Osama's body was thrown into the sea by the Americans in order to erase any trace of him after his death. Five lunar years ago on this day, in 1434 AH, Egypt's prominent religious scholar, Sheikh Hassan Shahata, was brutally martyred by a gang of Takfiri terrorists in Abu Musallam village in Giza province in the morning hours after holding night prayers and supplications on the auspicious eve of 15th of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, the 12th and last infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Takfiris, who are avowed enemies of the Prophet Sahl al-Bayt, burst into the house and dragged Shahata and four other Muslims, beating them violently until they died. Unfortunately, Egypt's first ever democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, despite his claims of Islamic unity, turned a blind eye to this horrible act of terrorism and was overthrown in a US-Saudi-backed military coup 10 days later. And finally, three solid years ago on this day in 2014 AD, Iranian classical musician Mohammad Reza Lutfi, renowned for his mastery of the tar and sitar, died at the age of 87.